My name is Ronnie Cummins, and I'm the International Director of the Organic Consumers Association.
Ronnie, give me the association response to the court decision in California on Friday having to do with Roundup as a carcinogen.
Well, this is a precedent-setting verdict, which shows that if you show ordinary citizens the evidence about Roundup, Monsanto's Roundup, and the active ingredient glyphosate, and the scientific evidence that it's linked to, in this case, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a virulent type of cancer, that the jury will follow their good sense and the evidence and rule guilty. And I think the sounds like a lot of money, $290 million or $289 million, but this is based on the fact that the counts that they found Monsanto guilty on were not just that they had inadvertently put a toxic chemical out there in the environment, which poisoned people like Johnson, but that they knew for decades just how toxic this herbicide was, and they covered it up, paid off scientists to lie about it, and basically went ahead and gave people like Johnson cancer. And so that's why there's 4,000 other people right now ready to sue Monsanto for exactly the same thing that Leroy Johnson or Lee Johnson sued them for.
You say precedent has been set with this court decision and with those thousands of cases upcoming. What would you like to see happen as far as the Environmental Protection Agency and their restrictions on the herbicide? What do you expect to happen, and what would you like to happen?
Well, I think that the lawyers for Monsanto kept bringing up that the EPA and other U.S. regulatory agencies said it was safe. And, of course, this is a verdict against the EPA and the regulatory agencies as well. I mean, the only prudent move you would make if you really represented the people in the EPA or if you represented the people in the government, you pull this thing off the market and you reexamine your whole process to pull off all the other, toxic chemicals among the 1,800 pesticides, herbicides, fungicides that are allowed. I mean, the week before the verdict, another court ruled that the EPA leaving chlorpyrifos on the market was wrong and illegal, and they basically said that it's got to be banned, another herbicide. So this isn't the first, nor will it be the last, until people get back control of not only our politicians and the government, but the regulatory processes. And, of course, this is a problem not just in the United States. The European Food Safety Organization has used the excuse of, well, the USA says it's safe to keep it on the market in Europe in spite of overwhelming desire on the part of consumers and the majority of governments in Europe to ban it, get it off the market.
Ronnie, anything else on Friday's California court decision that you wanted to make sure we talked about?
No, I think this is the beginning of the end for Roundup, glyphosate, and other highly toxic chemicals in agriculture.